You're listening to SBS News.
Reducing emissions from methane, a potent greenhouse gas, is a renewed focus for world leaders. Methane has more than 80 times the heating power of carbon dioxide over a 20-year period. It is estimated to be responsible for almost a third of the globe's warming since pre-industrial times. Australia ranks second for coal exports and is among the world's top methane emitters. The Albanese government is set to join the US-led global push to reduce methane emissions by 30% over the next decade. The administration will attend the United Nations COP27 climate conference in Egypt next month. Religious leaders like Tongan Australian theologian, the Reverend Dr. Catalina Taha'afe-Williams, are calling for tougher climate policies.
I want to say that Australia is really impacted by this, and other countries like Australia. So we should say very loudly and give all the facts and details of how climate change is impacting countries like Australia so that people can own it as our problem. It is survival for all of us, not just for members of the Pacific nations. And I want to say that strongly.
Bante Sujato is a Buddhist monk.
We want the government to guarantee that there will be no more new gas and coal projects, and also that we put an end to the subsidies for fossil fuel.
Livestock is responsible for roughly 48% of Australia's methane emissions. To show their commitment to meet the pledge, Australia's livestock sector is aiming to be carbon neutral by 2030. Agriculture Minister Murray Watt says it is too soon to make any formal announcements, but confirms the pledge has his support.
Our government is considering signing up to the Global Methane Pledge, and we've been consulting farm and industry groups about this for some time now.
The United States drove the deal during last year's COP26 climate talks. The former government warned against the action, saying it would have drastic consequences. Former Nationals leader Barnabé Joyce claims the goal was impossible to achieve.
The only way you can get your 30% by 2030 reduction in methane on 2020 levels would be to grab a rifle and go out and start shooting your cattle, because it's just not possible. There is not the seaweed about. There's not the genetics about. It's just not there at the moment. So to meet that target would have been a huge impost in regional Australia.
Over 100 countries have now signed the pledge, but the opposition is still not interested. The move, which comes in the wake of New Zealand's decision to impose a farm levy requiring farmers to pay a price for emissions, has sparked concerns. Nationals leader David Littleproud claims the global pact will cause a hike in meat prices.
And this commitment to a 30% cut to methane emissions effectively will put an end to barbecues, because this is going to drive the cost of your food, your meat, up. Effectively, New Zealand's done this. They've signed up. They're putting a tax on their farmers. And farmers in New Zealand can expect to pay around $13,000 each. Now, they're going to pay that and pass it on to you, the Australian consumer.
But Agriculture Minister Murray Watt has dismissed the concerns.
I think what's become clear to us since we took office, and frankly I think what's become clear to the industry since the election, is that the scare campaign that was run by the former government about the Global Methane Pledge prior to the government was absolute crap. And we were all misled as to what was actually involved in this Global Methane Pledge. I certainly formed the understanding, based on the scare campaign that was run and the way it was reported before the election, that the Global Methane Pledge was setting some kind of binding target that was going to require the reduction of livestock herds and things like that. That is not the case.
The government maintains it has no plans to put a New Zealand-style levy on farmers. National Farmers Federation leader Tony Meha confirms the government's claims.
The government has given the National Farmers Federation and the industry assurances that it won't tax farmers, won't tax livestock, and there won't be a reduction in livestock numbers. And we're going to hold their feet to the fire on that.
But some industry insiders remain sceptical that changes to feed supplements for animals will be enough, raising suspicions about how this global goal can be met. Omar Bello, SBS News.